AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Happy Thanksgiving. The president knows what's important today.
Thanksgiving is a day for food and football and for hoping the turkey didn't turn out too dry.
In his weekly radio address, the president also appealed again for the nation to accept Syrians running from civil war.
People should remember that no refugee can enter our borders until they undergo the highest security checks of anyone traveling to the United States. That was the case before Paris, and it's the case now.
The president's plan to allow an additional 10,000 Syrian refugees this year has come under heavy criticism in Congress in the wake of the assault on Paris that killed 130 people. The British Prime Minister David Cameron is referencing those terror attacks in Paris as he tells Parliament Britain must join airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria.
I take very seriously what happened in Paris. I know absolutely that that could just as well happen in the UK as it could just as well happen in Belgium or elsewhere in Europe. And the threat that we face is very, very severe.
He is telling the lawmakers in Britain that US and France are Britain's closest allies and they want our help, he told Parliament. Pope Francis is visiting Kenya, where he told Christian and Muslim leaders they must be prophets of peace. An onion and celery vegetable mix appears to be the preliminary source of E. coli that sickened 19 people in seven states who got chicken salad from Costco. A Costco official says testing is pointed toward a California food wholesaler. The company uses one supplier for those vegetables and the chicken salad sold in all of its stores. The number of people sickened is expected to grow. Thousands of households around Spokane, Washington are celebrating Thanksgiving without electricity. They lost power 9 days ago when a windstorm devastated the electrical grid. This is AP Radio News. So what's it like not to have power for 9 days? We asked AP correspondent Nick Geranius in Spokane, Washington, and he says, yeah, it's rough.
Spokane is up near the Canadian border, and we have real winter here. And right now, there's snow on the ground and ice. Temperatures are in the 20s and 30s with the winds gusting to 30 miles an hour. So that equals wind chill factors in the single digits. So if you don't have any power at your house or any other source of heat, it's pretty cold in there.
More than 700 utility workers from six states and Canada are working to try to fix the electricity problems in Spokane, which once again come from a windstorm 9 days ago. A Denver-bound United Airlines jetliner was forced to return to Sacramento after it hit a bird, causing an engine to fail. A Sacramento airport spokeswoman says the United flight departed Sacramento last night and shortly after takeoff hit the bird. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.